I'm calling the meeting to order at 10:18 a.m. Stratton, Vermont, Board of Listers on Thursday, December 11th, 2025. This meeting is being recorded. First order of business was to discuss the status conference on the 2425 Skyfall Development LLC Vermont Superior Court Appeals. The town clerk had received an email from the town attorney saying that there was a status conference coming up on, I forgot the date, on 12, that's the selectman's meeting, January 12th. On January 12th, there was a status conference coming up, and he wanted to know if the select board wanted to offer
mediation
there. I always forget that word, mediation, or go on to trial. So the selectmen will discuss that at their meeting on December 22nd. So we thought we should discuss if we were going to attend, and if we were going to attend, should we put together something like a synopsis of 24 appeal, 25 appeal to present to them?
Yeah, I can attend in person, and I can put together the same packet that I presented to them during the grievance hearings in the past.
Okay.
So they have it to review again.
Okay. And we keep the 24 and 25 separate?
Yes.
We don't want them all together because they're different.
Yep.
They're different cases.
Yeah, of course.
Completely.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Skyfall and the attorney kind of would like, is for them to just roll together into the same hearing. But
yeah, that's. I'll bring all the. We can put together that information.
Okay. Just,
I have it.
They are going to comp. Either Bob Fisher will be here in person, or he will be on the phone.
Right.
We're not sure, but so that's the 22nd, and I believe Beth said she was also going to come.
Yeah, and that was at 6:30.
7:30.
7:30.
Yep. And I don't think that we need to meet ahead of time. I don't know if she warned us to meet ahead of time,
no,
or just to adjourn to a date and time specific at the selectmen's meeting. Okay, so the Skyfall thing is taken care of, unless...
Oh, just remember, the only idea was that you can adjourn this to a date and time for that meeting. That's all.
Thank you. Okay, so the next thing that we wanted to discuss was the status of a bid proposal from NEMC for town appraisal services, which we have the packet here, and it was some heavy reading because I myself have never read one of these either. But after reading it, there were several questions. Beth read it first, and after her reading it, she had several questions to ask. So we thought it would be good to get together and come up with a list of stuff that we want to ask and clarify before deciding if we're going to present it to the selectmen at their December 22nd meeting. I think we can come up with enough stuff and have enough time for him to get back to us. He's very responsive.
Do you want to read off Beth's notes first? Or do you want me to start?
I don't have any of Beth's notes.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
I do know some of her questions, but...
Okay.
And
they're probably similar to all of ours as well. So, you know, the initial cost for the software update and transfer over is $10,700, and then an annual cost for the software going forward would be less at $7,750 a year. And then the basic monthly payment to NEMC is $4,200 a month at a total of $50,400 a year. Throughout the contract, you know, there's some things that I thought were beneficial for the town of Stratton. Obviously, they'd be doing annual grand list duties, grievance hearings, BCA hearings, and correspondence. One thing I thought was nice is that they would be able to send the town and select board data regarding the assessor's office activities, correspondence, property value trends, on a quarterly basis.
Yes.
So we would get updates on that on a quarterly basis, which I thought was great. With the software, we would have two, it's cloud-based software, which is great. So we don't, one doesn't need to be in the town hall to access it, which I also thought was beneficial, especially in this day of age. And we have two login with our agreement with them. And then NAMC would remotely log in a minimum of 1 day per week for 50 weeks a year, and then on-site appointment as required. So I thought those were good. I did want a little bit more breakdown on regarding he says that in relation to state appeals and the superior court appeals, they would not be part of this contract of $4,200 per month, and it would be on a per diem basis, which is perfectly fine. But I would like them to give us a number of a town that they had to go to state appeals in a superior court case, and exactly, roughly, approximately what that cost, what cost they put towards it, just so that the town and we know roughly what, if we do need to take it all the way to the state appeals or the superior court, what it would cost. And then I also really liked how they look at multiple different valuations of real property, you know, inspection, entrance, measurements, construction, which is what we currently do, but also replacement costs, income approach if it's a multifamily unit, and then final comparison of all of them. Significantly more when evaluating a property, significantly more than what we currently do now.
Yes.
Which I think is great.
Me too.
Agreements to the BC hearings, it would be two employees. And then, you know, we recently had a public utility company come through appealing the new, appealing the increase in the value. And I like what they say here, public utility property shall be appraised consistent with Vermont law, period.
Great.
So that, I think, checks that. And then I already said about the per diem rate to be determined. I also, ownership and confidentiality information, this is under 11. I like how all this data is the property of the town, which is good. My main concern, and this is a question too, is under 12 and 13, identification. This states that basically anything that happens to any appraiser or employee of the company can fall, the liability of it can fall on the town. So if they're out and they twist their ankle when they're appraising, it's town responsibility. They do say that they have insurance requirements. They hold $1 million property damage, bodily injury and property damage, $1 million in individual claim, and $1 million in aggregate claims per, and then also automotive insurance policies of $1 million, and then $500,000 for property damage. So basically what this is saying is that they hold insurance requirements of these up to $1 million, right, and the $500,000 for property damage. But if there's a claim against them that goes above this, the town will be responsible. So I was curious if the town has insurance, I'm sure we do, and what the policy is, so that we have a full understanding of, you know, if a claim were to come towards suit, what's our protection? Because if we sign this and it's higher than $1 million, the town's going to be on the hook, because identification says that the company's not responsible above this amount.
Okay.
That's my biggest concern. I don't like any identification. The rest I thought was pretty straightforward. Did you have anything to add?
Yeah. So, let's see. When we're going through, I can't remember where it was because I did this kind of on the fly, but there is a spot in here somewhere that says they take over the lister's position. NEMC replaces the board of listers, right in the top of that one. Purpose of agreement.
Yeah.
We did not want them to replace the board of listers. We wanted them to assess for the board of listers.
Yeah.
And I didn't remember him saying that.
That's a little. He mentioned that he would not take over for the board of listers.
But it says that right in this.
Yeah.
It says that they do the grand list. The NEMC replaces the board of listers as the appropriate legal body for the annual creation of the grand list and all the duties required in that process. And we do the duties, most of the duties required in that process here out of the office.
Yeah.
But they're like saying that they're going to do all of the data entries in both programs. And
let's get some clarification on that, because what that might be saying is that, like, we don't have to go out and do the site visits like we had to do this past year, right? That might be what he's entailing to.
Yep.
But let's get clarification on that.
And if that changes the fee.
Yeah.
He says in number two, it says NEMC will perform the following duties. Annual grand list. These duties include complex property transfers, which I normally have done.
Yeah.
Including splits and new parcels. Beth just created a new parcel yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Preparation for map changes. That would be fine if they did that. Yeah. Tracking of all sales. We already do that.
Mm-hmm.
Grievance hearings, BCA hearings, and correspondence. So he kind of. That was kind of a weird part right there, because he said he would not attend BCA hearings.
Yeah.
I mean, he would not attend grievance hearings. Yeah. So I know he won't attend them, but that's very unclear right there. And then some more on that same subject. It says the town will need to provide an office clerk or assistance to relay information to the assessor and check phone and email messages, which is great. But if we're not the listers, then we're hiring someone to sit in a chair just to do those two duties. And that's
what you guys already
kind
did.
Of,
yeah.
We do that as part of the normal day-to-day jobs.
Yeah.
And I think that was about it. That I don't feel that the listers want to be replaced, but I am going to look into that today and Monday to see what it would take if we, if that had to happen, you know, is it a charter change, what it would take. But we've always entered the PTRs into CAMA and the Grand List software and splits and parcels. So I just didn't see, Beth didn't see that either. She was taken back by that. But I do believe he said something in our meetings.
Yeah, that he wasn't going to take over the listers' role.
Right, and I thought he said that once we got the proposals, we could go over that and let him know what we would take care of in the office.
Of course.
I thought that's what he said, but we need to verify that.
Yep.
So those were pretty much my questions. Beth might have had a couple more, but... like I said, I'm not exactly sure what else she had.
No, that's fine. We can adjourn this meeting for a date set and time for the 22nd.
Yep.
And discuss this proposal more then as well. And we can hopefully get responses back on the questions that we put out before that 22nd meeting.
Sounds great. So... I make a motion that we adjourn to a date and time specific of December 22nd,
22nd.
Do you think that on the time, should we make it a little bit before the selectmen's meeting or just into the selectmen's meeting?
7:15.
Okay. That we are adjourning to a date and time specific of December 22nd at 7:15, just prior to the start of the select board meeting that we will be holding in tandem with them.